No one has stories quite like a Southerner has stories. And Falwell Dunbar proves that tenfold. From swimming in swamps to situations where he really was tempting death, Falwell has compiled some of his most outrageous stories in his new book, He Falls Well, which will be released on October 30th. We're here in the studio with Falwell to talk books, life, and choices. Hi, Falwell. Thanks for joining us in the studio today.
Hey, Kelly. Good to see you.
Throughout the book, you talk about all the different adventures you go on. So can you tell us what motivates you to not only take, but continue to take these adventures and risks in life?
So when I was younger, what motivated me was probably a sense of invincibility along with a desire to kind of challenge myself. So if I saw a tree, I'd go, I wonder if I can climb that tree. Or if I saw like a snake swimming in the bayou, I would say, I wonder if I can catch that snake. And I'd jump in the bayou and swim after it. As I've gotten older, my motivation, I think, has changed. So now it's more out of curiosity, and it's more about me wanting to have new and different experiences, if that makes any sense. So, for example, a few years ago, I turned to my wife and I said, hey, let's go to Jamaica. But when we go, let's not make any reservations. Let's get a car and just tool around the island. That'll be fun. A few weeks later, when I was in the hospital after eating bad goat, I reconsidered that decision. But it was really like, how do I have a different experience? And we definitely did.
So let's turn that into a philosophical question. Hmm. What do you think life is about?
That's serious?
Yeah.
So using that or thinking about that, I would say that if you are unwilling to take risks, if you're unwilling to challenge yourself, if you're unwilling to be curious and seek out new experiences, potentially life is going to be a little less fulfilling. For me, a life well lived is one that's filled with stories worth telling.
So your book, He Falls Well, gives intimate and even some embarrassing details about your life and your adventures.
Yes.
So how do you come to terms with the idea of giving those to the public?
Well, Kelly, as you know, I write serious pieces about education. And one of my passions is education. And I want people to think about how can we reimagine education? How can we change the way kids learn, make it better? So when I told my dad I was publishing a book, he got really excited. He said, oh, it's about education. That's great. And then I said, well, not so much. These are the silly stories, Dad. And he got really upset. He said, oh, but Sean, they're so embarrassing. Those stories are just embarrassing. And they are. But one of my other goals in writing is to make people laugh and feel. And I'm hoping that through these stories, there are a few chuckles. And if it's at my expense, I'm okay with that.
So do you feel like there's anything that's interesting besides the content that sets your book apart?
I would imagine, I'm not sure, but I think this might be the only adult sort of book that has flipbook animation. So if you get really bored with one of my stories, you can simply flip the pages and it animates a little character who does some cool stuff.
All right. If you could send a copy of your book to anyone, dead or alive, mm-hmm. who would you like to send a copy to?
I would definitely not send it to my insurance company. And I would probably, I'm not going to use it as part of my resume, sending it to a prospective employer. So I guess if I were to send it to anybody, it would be my therapist. Now, keep in mind, I don't have a therapist. But if I had a therapist, I would send it to them and then they would read it. I would save a lot of money and a lot of time. They would read it and go, aha, ooh, that makes so much sense. And then they'd probably prescribe a bucket of Prozac and some bubble wrap and I'd be done.
That was Falwell Dunbar, writer and adventurer. His new book, He Falls Well, will be released on October 30th, and you can come to his book launch at Octavia Books on the 30th from 6 o'clock to 7:30 p.m. to meet the author and hear some of his stories. Well, it has been a pleasure talking to you and about your adventures, Falwell. Thank you so much for coming in and talking with us today.
And Kelly, thank you so much. My pleasure.
For Nola V, and in New Orleans, I'm Kelly Crawford.